Hi, this is Albert Athazi, and this is the From the Hip podcast, or what I like to call my pretend radio show. How have you been, my friend? Wow, we're driving to work yet again. Wow, again, it's beautiful. We are under weather conditions which I don't even remember seeing ever. The snow came, then the rain came, and then the snow is gone. The roads are perfectly clear. We're floating around zero right now, zero Celsius. I mean, this is great. This is the 2nd of December, baby. Wow. Hope everything is going well for you and the weather is equally as hospitable in your area. Do you ever wonder what people are listening to in their ear pods? Or, to take it a step further, what people are listening to in their cars? Well, if you were on the other side of the road wondering what I'm listening to in my car, I assure you that many times you would be absolutely shocked. I listen to podcasts. I listen to royalty-free music. Not as a totally leisure activity, but just to get ideas, to think of what I could put into my next recording. I've mentioned it before. I think listening to royalty-free music is an excellent jumping point to creativity, especially in this kind of stuff that I like to do. You get ideas, the mood of the music, the rhythm, the tempo. It may spur other related ideas or something opposite. Creation and comedy is quite often exaggeration, opposites. It's taking people in an unexpected direction. I have a CD that has burps, belches, and farts. Okay? I got this as a gift a long time ago, and it laid lost, I guess, somewhere in my pile of stuff in my house, and I uncovered it a few years ago, and I find it very amusing. And when I play it for people, they also find it very amusing. There's a taboo. It's called bathroom humor. Certain places you don't play it, but when you're with the legends going to sing a gig and you have a 3-hour drive in front of you and you've got three of the legends' male counterparts in the car listening to a CD of that nature is quite amusing. Why is it amusing? Some people are really, really not impressed with that kind of thing. But the ones who are, and forgive me if you're not, just bear with me, I will end this segment very soon. The reason it's so funny is because we've all been there. There isn't a sound that is humanly recorded that we ourselves haven't made. Oh boy, this people in the morning are something else with the driving. That's it, let's leave it there. So we did come back from our show last week. I came back Sunday, and I have to say, personally, I think overall, the show was excellent, was well received. People really enjoyed it, considering the venue it was. It wasn't a dedicated hall for performances. It was a hall for performances that was inside a bar, which meant that the people that got there at 8 o'clock, which is kind of early for a bar, at least in Canada, people that got there early paid the $20 to sit and watch us do our oldies tribute, which was supposed to go till 10, but literally went till 12, maybe even a little bit later, 12:30. That's just the kind of group we are. Oh yeah, it did start a half hour later. Anyway, when you're singing in a bar, things could escalate and get out of hand rather quickly. And people aren't in their seats. They are up dancing, and before they dance, they drink excessively. So we had a pretty rowdy bunch, but they seemed to like it. Personally, the show, I mean, as a group, I think the show was excellent. Personally, I was very disappointed with myself as a artist and my performance. And it was kind of out of my control. Vocally, it was fine. But what happened is, in the first set, I did two sets. The sound, something got really messed up with the sound. And it was feeding back constantly, no matter where I moved on stage, no matter what I did. You couldn't go 10 seconds without feedback. It was very frustrating. I'm sure people could see it. Oh, boy. Pardon me. First sneeze on the From Nip podcast. I'm sure people could see it in my face. I tried my professional best not to show my frustration. And I definitely was the artist affected most by that. It happened to a couple of the other artists very briefly, but they managed to avoid the length of the problem that I had. Second set. Oh, so the end of the first set, I was frustrated, but you know, Elvis Presley is not one of those singers who stays still on stage. Not like our Roy Orbison. If Roy Orbison was to move, you would think something is wrong. He'd be completely out of character when he's singing. But Elvis Presley is a very active, calorie-burning specimen on stage. And what happened a couple of months ago, I hurt my knee. And this injury has been with me, is not getting any better. And it happens to get a lot worse when I start doing the Elvis moves. So I was very limited on what I could do on stage just because I could not stand the amount of pain I was in. And that's why I was really disappointed. I couldn't give the people what they wanted to see. I tried. I did some maneuvering. And at that point, people started to go wild. And I would have loved to do more. But I couldn't. I couldn't physically do any more because of the pain. That is baloney. That should not be. So then I go on to my second set, the jumpsuit Elvis. You know, trying to do Suspicious Minds. You ever watch that video on YouTube? I mean, the guy's going wild. I was unable to do that. Definitely to the degree. At least, perhaps, I am blowing this out of proportion, and it wasn't as bad as I thought. But I don't feel that. I feel that the people didn't get the full production of what I was capable of doing. Man, that's why I left the whole night very I was angry. I was stuck in my own head, and it carried on till the next day. So that was the letdown. But vocally, I know that I killed it. But the physical part of things, they weren't that good. But that is showbiz, baby. And you know what? I could have, but you don't do that in showbiz. You do not perform. You perform no matter what. If you're in a, you've got one crutch, you've got one leg in a cast, you perform. That's what you do. That's it. So, sum it up. Listening to stuff in cars, performing, a little bit disappointed. I'm going to order myself a coffee. Why don't you come listen?
Welcome, Robin.
Hi, I'd like to have a medium coffee with cream, please.
A medium with cream?
A medium with cream. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Canada, you got to love how nice we are. Bye now.